Breaking Biden author: Why Joe Biden wants an open border despite terror threat. By Alana Mastrangelo on October 19, 2023. Breitbart editor-in-chief and New York Times best-selling Breaking Biden author Alex Marlow explain why President Joe Biden allows the United States to have an open border despite all of the concerns about potential terrorists entering the country from our porous southern border. Much of Washington likes an open border, and Joe Biden is the ultimate Washington establishment creature. Marlow told YouTuber Stephen Gardner in a Tuesday interview about Marlow's new book, Breaking Biden. He helped create the establishment, Marlow continued. There is no human being on earth who's had more opportunity to close the border or at least secure the border than Joe Biden. Over 30 years in the Senate, 8 years as vice president, and now 3 years as president. He's had the ability, more than any other person, to take this issue seriously, and he hasn't. So, clearly it's intentional, he added. Marlow then elaborated on why Biden wants the U.S. border to remain open. First of all, big business, which is now essentially an arm of the Democrat Party. Formerly it was an arm of the Republican establishment. But now it's really more Democrat, and then also some Republican establishment. They like big influx of illegal immigration. What that does is, it creates a big consumer base. And it drives down wages for working class people. And now we're even moving into middle-class people with visa overstays, so sort of white-collar as well. But the more immigration we have, the less they have to pay their workers. That makes their stock go up. So, their expenses go down. Big business loves an open border. Big business loves Joe Biden. I document that in great detail, Marlow said. Next, the Democrat Party, Marlow continued. As people get older, they become conservative, and they vote Republican. So the Democrat Party needs a new voter base. Because Republican millennials have some children, Democrat millennials don't want to have kids as much. They're not interested in replacing their voters with new people that they can raise up, so that they're having fewer children, he added. The Breitbart editor-in-chief continued. They have to figure out a way to get their voters, so they import them. Even though the illegal aliens aren't supposed to vote, they now vote in local elections, their kids will vote. And they will vote typically for Democrats, for a number of reasons. First of all, it's the handouts, the big government nanny state. But also, the Democrats are much more sophisticated in getting their ideas into the Spanish language. I'm very critical of Republicans in the book as well about this, that the Democrats, the Democrat establishment, the George Soroses, are buying up radio stations and broadcasting in Spanish. We're missing all these new people who are voters, or at least raising future voters, and we're ceding all that territory to Democrats, Marlow said. The Democrats need the border open, and it doesn't matter what humanitarian strife happens. It doesn't matter if wages get driven down. Marlow added that the establishment media is also in on it, because they understand this, noting that he touched upon this issue in his first book, Breaking the News. The Breitbart News editor concluded that despite the increased activation of radical Islamic terrorists, expect the border to remain open for the aforementioned reasons. He told Breitbart News in a statement that this is one of the reasons why I wrote Breaking Biden. We are not going to have a secure border so long as Biden is in power. He doesn't care about national security and he never has. It's time to get focused and fight. Breaking Biden, exposing the hidden forces and secret money machine behind Joe Biden, his family, and his administration is available in hardcover, ebook, and audiobook read by the author. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.